beautiful morning again, a little breezy, but sun shining, and I really absorbed in Vrindavan Dham and locating places of pastimes of Sri Vrindavan in New Vraja Dham. I've definitely never studied Vrindavan, Vrajamandal, Mathura, as closely as I'm doing now, village by village, Leelastan by Leelastan, and it's very, very great, very wonderful absorption in the Dham. And I'm trying to select just major places and not get caught up in putting too many places that will also be relevant to devotees' day-to-day lives, in as much as places that they can easily pass, easily visit. And that's why the geography of New Vraja Dham, or at least the way in which the dhams, the holy places, Leelastans are set up, will be different than what it appears in Boma Vrindavan, as I don't want to just establish many places that most likely devotees will never visit, since right now our radius is at almost 1.5 kilometers from the temple, and that covers all the area that we have now, but that's only a half. The other half is property in which we own part, but we don't own a large part. And even if we do, considering how devotees have settled where they are now, it'll probably be more like agricultural fields and grazing grounds rather than places of residence, active service, and so on. Anyhow, it's exciting. Here's a couple of questions, and I'm waiting on you all to send in some more. This one was, yes, Bhaktin Krishna Sonagara from London. I live in London. I'm part of the spiritual youth group, Pandava Sen. I'm 15 years old. Congratulations. But coming to Krishna consciousness is truly, really see the time I'm wasting in this earth and fulfilling each unmeaningful desire. Wow. Yeah. Well, one thing is you need to learn how to compose your thoughts a little better, but I guess it's pretty good for 15. The question I have is that, what are the qualities of a humble devotee? I'm talking about being in the house and performing my duties as a daughter, but also doing my duties as a dasi of Krishna. I really want to go forward, but what steps do I need to take for me to go on the ladder of spiritual life? Well, rather than starting off as a dasi of Krishna, we should just start off as servants of Krishna. Being a dasi is a very specific identity. So, Krishna, you're a servant of Krishna. We're trying to be a servant of Krishna. And probably the first place to start is have a clear understanding with your parents and your family about what it means that you're serving Krishna. In other words, that is not only your religion, but it's a certain way of life. How are you going to inculcate that way of life in your room, at home, in your worship, in your chanting of rounds, in your visit of the temples, in your circle of friends, in the things that you don't do, and in the things that you do. So these things need to be in a very peaceful and conciliatory tone, be discussed with your parents. If you need help, obviously, with some senior devotees at the temple or Pandav Sen, so that they're also in agreement, so that whatever your practices are, they don't become a cause of unnecessary friction and disturbance in the family, which then becomes an obstruction to your spiritual life. So very often when devotees, especially at a young age, get involved in Krishna consciousness, they don't communicate this with their parents, neither do they necessarily come to a good understanding. So their Krishna consciousness generally starts off as a real struggle for practicing Krishna consciousness and an acceptance at home of that, more or less after the fact, and in a conflict zone. So avoid that conflict zone, discuss nicely with your parents, try to come to some mutual understanding on the basis that you're a young adult and you also have your rights and desires in life, and then simultaneously with that, continue doing the other things that you were doing, namely studying, going to school, and also do that well. Don't neglect that. So whatever responsibilities devotees have, they're meant to execute that while practicing Krishna consciousness. And this was Krishna's instruction to Arjuna. Being Krishna conscious didn't mean that Arjuna was meant to retire to the forest and give up the fighting business, but rather Krishna told Arjuna that he should learn how to fight in a particular type of consciousness, mamanushmaradyudhicha, by always remembering Krishna. And I hope that helps. And here's the last question, and this is from Radha Govinda Prabhu, who is now in Romania, and with Chaitanya from Hungary, because that part of Romania is Hungarian, helping to establish a preaching center there, a temple there, so that we can preach and spread Krishna consciousness. And he says, in Shuddha Bhakti Chintamani, you describe the phenomenon of starting spiritual advancement with pure faith and motive to perform pure devotional service. But after some years, devotees are retiring to a life of mixed devotion. Unfortunately, it happens that many of my devotee friends. What is the cause of this phenomenon? What do you do? What do to do if I see such undesirable tendencies in my consciousness? Well, pure devotional service starts with pure faith, and faith which isn't pure, in other words, faith which is mixed with karma and gyan, that is impure faith, and it results in the practice of impure devotional service. So pure devotional service is something that we acquire by good association. We see how many devotees had or have that faith as a consequence of their association with Srila Prabhupada. How does one lose one's pure faith? By bad association, by not cultivating spiritual knowledge, because in the beginning pure faith will be weak. That means that it can be distorted once again by bad association, by experiences in Krishna consciousness. So what is it that nurtures faith? Advanced association, and the cultivation of transcendental knowledge. So by these, when one's faith becomes nishta, becomes very firm, then one will be able to progress much more steadily in Krishna consciousness. However, often we see that devotees, although very enthusiastic in devotional service, because neither do they necessarily associate with more advanced devotees, nor do they cultivate transcendental knowledge, mixed desires arise once again within their hearts, or the desires which are still there, they're not able to subdue by the strength of, or control by the strength of their spiritual practices. They're not strong enough. So therefore, those material desires once again give rise to different motivations. What's happening to my youth? I'm going to have guarantee of security at the time of my retirement, or I could be doing so much better and living so much more of a comfortable life out there, rather than having to be at the forefront of a spiritual organization that's the target of all kinds of criticism. Let me live a simple life, which is free of that type of anxiety. It's just the desire for liberation. So these things may arise, and as a reason for that, devotees may retreat from active service in Krishna consciousness. Although having said that, it should be clear that just because someone is not actively engaged in Krishna consciousness movement doesn't mean that they don't have pure faith. There may be other reasons why devotees who were once active become less active now and maybe more active later. And of course, Srila Prabhupada was the example of someone who became very active later in his life. But because that wasn't part of the question, so I'm not going to get in on that direction. So automatically, one should not assume that just because someone is not fully engaged or actively engaged, that he has mixed faith or has lost his pure faith. But rather, a devotee's motive, his own speech and way of conducting himself will reveal what the nature of his faith is. So that's why I emphasize so often the importance of devotees cultivating transcendental knowledge, reading Srila Prabhupada's books, because even with the best of intentions, the best of enthusiasm, if devotees are not fixed in Krishna consciousness, don't control their minds by strong intelligence, don't have very regulated and strong spiritual practices, that initial enthusiasm and desire for pure faith that came with coming in contact with devotees, with becoming free from the anxieties of material life, with seeing the alternative to material suffering, Krishna consciousness, that will not be enough to keep you here. That momentum will decline, and we have to face the fact that we have impure things within our hearts. We have anarthas, and if those anarthas are not kept in check, then they surface and start to influence our way of thinking. And especially that will happen when we're in the association of other weak-minded and particularly motivated people. They'll start saying, well, you know, what about your future? And you have to be really practical. Is Krishna really going to be able to take care of you? Working with the institution, will that give you the type of security that you need? It's nice that you're depending on Krishna, but actually you should really take responsibility for your own life. There's too much headache and conflict going on in this religious institution. So many problems in this gone. Let's get away from all of that. So these type of things, basically, that come into the category of karma. Again, I'm wanting to enjoy the fruits of one's work and wanting to be directly the enjoyer while practicing Krishna consciousness, and also liberation, wanting to become free from anxiety, free from conflict, free from pressure, and the like. Although, of course, that's not really possible, because that will happen, whatever one does. It's just a question of where it's coming from, whether it's coming from the devotional quarter or the non-devotional quarter. Anyhow, and what do I do if I see such undeveloped tendencies in our own consciousness? Our regulation needs to be there. Our spiritual practices have to be very strong. Our reading should be good. And if on top of that, that's also there, then we need to associate with more advanced devotees. We need to associate with those of pure faith and strong faith, so that that will also bolster our faith. And gradually it will grow. But that's one thing that we have to recognize, Bhakti Lata Beej, that this faith is something which grows. And just like a plant, it can be grow wet, very healthy. If you neglect it, it can also wither and die. Hare Krishna.